Vikings defensive backs coach Jerry Gray is our guest. Coach, thanks for joining us.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you.
Yeah. Talk about the offseason. How's it been going for your crew?
It's been going good. You know, guys have been working hard. They've been competing, understanding what we're supposed to do, and taking off from what we did last year.
When you and Coach Zimmer and defensive coordinator George Edwards, if I got you three into a room and I said, what do you want the Vikings defensive backs to do well?
Probably cover. You know, he wants every receiver challenged. You're not going to make every pass breakup or every interception, but he wants to see a picture of every defensive back challenging wide receivers or tight ends down the football field. You want tight coverage, and you know, he don't want guys wide open, and neither do I. So, you know, if we're all together, or you can put them in a room by themselves, you can say, okay, what's the picture of the secondary? And he'll probably tell you he wants everybody covered, you know, all receivers challenged.
Let's talk about some of the guys that you coach every single day here at Winter Park. And we'll begin with Xavier Rhodes. What do you think about him as a player?
I think he's going to be a good football player. You know, when you look at him, he's taken what he did last year, which was his very first year starting, and getting a chance to build on it. You know, he's same system, same coach 2 years in a row. I'm not learning anything new. And he knows that we're going to stay on him technique-wise. And I think that's the biggest difference. You know, you're not going to learn a lot of different stuff, but you're going to have to master the little things we give you. And that's what he's really getting down. You know, are you going to be a great press guy? Are you going to be a great off guy? Because they're going to give you some cut splits. Can you backpedal every time? Are you going to get lazy and then stand up? Those are things that we hop on every day. And now that becomes who he is. And I think he could become one of the best corners in this league.
How's it been going with Trey Waynes, a rookie first rounder?
It's going good. You know, he's learned a lot of different stuff, which is a lot for a rookie. You know, this defense is really not easy to play corner, nickel, and the things that we're putting him through. So he has a great attitude about it. That's a good thing. And he's not giving up on anything. And he's been going through that the whole offseason. So it's going to be really good for him. Because we know there are some things that God gave him that we can't, which is the great speed and the height, the burst and the close. So we're giving him some things that are probably uncomfortable right now. So when it's get time to training camp and we get ready for the season, we can kind of back off that and then let him take over again.
Terrence Newman, you said comfort, uncomfortable or comfortable. Terrence Newman is comfortable in this defense,
yep.
But he's with a new team. So
yep.
How's his transition been going?
Well, his transition is going good. He's playing well, and the thing is I've told him is you got to be Terrence Newman, and if the other guys don't get it, I don't need to be worrying about you. I need you to beat the Terrence Newman that I've seen on film. So he's doing that, and then also in the meeting room, he's talking to those guys about, hey, what about this, what about that? So he's taking his experiences that these young guys don't have, and he's kind of giving them that. And you can't get that as a coach. He's talking to those guys about what could happen other than what's going to happen. And that's more confident to me because I know I've actually been through that transition.
A guy who's fun to watch and practice is and interact with teammates on the sideline is Captain Munnerlyn.
Yep.
He's in a good way. He's got a lot to say. He's a vocal guy. He's got a lot of energy. You can tell he loves the game of football. Mm-hmm. What do you think about Captain?
Well, to me, I think Captain is understanding that what we want him to do in this defense. I know in Carolina, it was a more zone-oriented. They did a lot more zone drops and things like that. We're more man-man oriented. And last year was his first year, too. Even though you go from another team to this team, what's the expectation? And I think he's raised his expectation up like we have. We expect for you to do this, this, and this. And now this offseason, you've seen that. You've seen him come in. He's doing the things he needs to do to become that leader that we're looking for. You know, you're one of the oldest guys in there besides Terrence. So we expect for you to help bring these young guys up. And the competition room is going to be a lot better, too. So he knows that he has to play at a certain level in order to make sure that he's playing the way we need him to play.
A guy who really can play is your safety, the guy you got in the back end, number 22. Why is he such a good player?
Well, to me, I think he was really good before I even got here. You know, I think Harrison has the instincts to play. He can play strong. He can play free. We got him playing a position where he can blitz. Now he can cover. And, you know, the good thing that we've done, and you can see that when we do our film, we go out and we play one-on-one. Well, most safeties never get a chance to play one-on-one against wide receivers. We throw them out there. Hey, look, get uncomfortable now so it doesn't happen in the game. And that's the thing that I think we've done a great job of getting those guys out there playing on the island, because now when you see yourself outside these numbers, it's a different game. You know, it's good to be inside, but when you're outside those numbers, nobody can help you. Now you got to learn how to fend for yourself, and he's done a great job of that, doing man-to-man technique. And then we put him back in there where he's really comfortable and what his habitat is. He controls all that. Number one, he's smart, he's tough, and he knows how to play.
Robert Blanton started most of the games at the other safety position, and he's rough around the edges. I'm sure he has some refinement to do, but he also had 111 tackles last season.
Yeah.
So obviously he's doing some things right.
Yeah, I thought Robert Blanton did a great job. I thought he's doing a better job this year of understanding, again, this is my second year starting. So we had a lot of young guys who had never started. This is his second year, and you know, but there's guys behind him, like Exum, like Sendejo. He's really, really smart, and he understands what his limitations are. And what I always try to tell young guys is that find out what you can do best. Don't try to mimic someone else. Make a routine play routine. You know, you don't always have to have that great play all the time, because if you do, what if you missed a great play? Then you have any routine one. So I think that's really what he's trying to do in his game.
Well, I think one thing that will certainly help you is you got a young, accurate, sky's the limit quarterback. Throw into a pretty good wide receiver core, testing your guys in practice. Who's the toughest receiver to cover in that Vikings bunch?
Well, right now, to me, there's about four guys.
Yeah.
You know, we got 11 who, number one, everybody knows can really, really run.
Like,
you know,
Wallace,
so
yeah.
And it's not just he can run really good routes. You still got 12 who I think snuck up on a lot of people this year, and he's not going to sneak up on them this year. And he's a big, fast wide receiver that can run good in and out routes. He also got 84, who's incredible. When you look at Cordell, he does a lot more stuff than you think. And then we got Jarius on the inside, you know, another shifty slot receiver that can make inside, outside cuts. But the guy that's probably going to be the most surprise to me, you know, not throwing him under the bus, is I think going to be Diggs. You know, when you look at a rookie like that, when I watch guys compete, he's competing like he is a veteran. He don't act like it, but his competition is like it. So we got about five or six guys deep that I know my DBs are getting better at, because we got to cover good guys on the other side of the ball.
Enjoy the little break that we're going to have, and good luck in training camp. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, thank you very much for having me on the show.